Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. My name's Irene Cook, your radio host, and I am going to talk about goals. Obviously, as a health coach and somebody that directs people towards a healthier lifestyle, one of the things that I do is help facilitate people's goal making process. And we are filming this show in February, which comes right after the big goal date making extravaganza of the year, which is New Year's. In fact, today is Groundhog's Day, and for the sake of making this joke of repeating ourselves over and over and over, just like Bill Murray does in the movie Groundhog's Day, I thought I would avoid or help you avoid having to recreate the fiasco of having to remake your goals. And so if you've ever wondered why certain people seem to have it all, odds are that they have mastered something. They have mastered something called manifestation. Now, this is a word that's sort of trending. It's a word that implies that they are able to create a vision for what they want. Manifestation is the process that somebody is able to turn a specific desired outcome into a reality, focused through the visualization and the unwavering belief through an intentional action. So this is very different than just dreaming of something. This is different than just making a goal. To some, manifesting sounds like for the woohoo, but it's actually a powerful tool for setting and crushing those goals. And when I first heard it, I kind of just, you know, threw it to the wayside thinking, okay, this is just another trendy woohoo thing. But when I really stopped and learned about it, and I heard the research behind it. And the research that I'm going to provide for you today, it comes from a UCLA-based research that shows why people are able to master this goal making. Another big trending word, a big trending thing these days, is to create vision boards. Vision boards are much like setting goals. These vision boards are being made across the world from elementary schools. Teachers are having their students create vision boards in having them play out what they hope for themselves in success, all the way up to corporate, in that large businesses are having their companies create vision boards for what they want to produce in the big picture. But vision boards are no different than just dreams, and neither of them will come out to reality unless you properly know how to manifest. So when it comes down to it, manifestation is about envisioning what you want for your life, believing you can make these goals a reality, and taking action and aligning them to your beliefs and your desired outcome. So you can manifest anything you want just by believing it. Yes and no. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking, well, this is just silly talk. If you're telling me that I could sit around on my couch all day long and manifest that I'm going to, build this beach house in the Carolinas and it's just going to appear, it's not going to happen. Correct. If you're going to just sit on your couch day in and day out and keep hitting that snooze button and not go out and actually apply yourself, no, you're never going to be able to run that marathon that's on your bucket list or lose that 50 pounds that you have been struggling to lose. So there is a difference there. While belief is the central to manifesting, there's definitely quite a bit more to it than that. So I'm going to outline some of the steps that are needed in order for this to go from just a dream all the way to a true manifestation. And I've kind of broken it down into four primary steps. So how do you manifest your motivation? If you're somebody that sort of sits around and waits for that motivation to appear, you're not alone. I've done it. You've probably done it. We've all done it. Motivation is one of those things that comes and goes, and we wait for it. I can tell you right now, I have waited for motivation several times. I have waited for motivation to get healthy. I have waited for motivation to clean my house. I'm right now waiting for the motivation to finally get my act together and clean my car, but it's not going to happen. But we wait for it. We literally wait for it. We wait for that magical feeling to occur where we are going to do it. But you know what? It's not going to ever just come. And the other thing we do is we sit around and we harper over the fact that other people have this motivation and it angers us and it frustrates us. But the thing is, we're going to wait around all day long, all lifelong, and that motivation isn't going to come. Because if you are just staring at your goal, if you are waiting for somebody to give you the keys to your dream house or your sports car, or if you're only visualizing yourself crossing the finish line to that marathon that you're dying to run, or you are only visualizing yourself 50 pounds lighter, then you're doing this wrong. And this is where you need to start listening. Step one, when you are visualizing, dream with the lid off. And what I'm saying is there are no limits. Create what you want and know that this is your dream. But know that you have to do the work to get there. So what I'm saying is if you are somebody that wants to run that marathon, you have to realize that you have to do the work to get there. And so I would hope that if running a marathon is on your bucket list, that you realize that there's going to be training involved. If you are somebody that is wanting to start this business, you have to realize that there is work to be involved to get there, or you are going to sit all day long and wait. Just like me, I'm waiting for my car to miraculously be clean. But I have to follow through and do the work. And it's not just cleaning it once. It is the commitment that I have to make to keep it clean all the time. And so that is the first thing. Visualize what you want, no limits, but realize that you have to do the work to get there. Okay. So when you believe in this, very important, how did you get there? So picture all of the things now that you don't want to do to get there. And this is the most important piece. This will change your life. Visualize all the grit. Visualize all the hard work. Visualize all the things that you absolutely do not want to do. And you need to face this. Otherwise, you are going to sit at step one forever. And this is so important. So I'm going to bring myself back. I said this before many times on my bucket list. I wanted to run a marathon. I tried being a runner for years and years. I only pictured myself looking like a runner. I only pictured myself wearing the running shoes, wearing the running clothes, being at the race. I never stopped to think that I was having to get up in the morning. I was going to have to run all the time, that I was going to have to run in the rain, that I was going to have to run in the cold, that I was going to have to skip dinners out, all the things that I didn't want to have to do. I had to put it out there. Visualize the grit. And so I brought up an analogy when I was sharing this with some of my clients the other day. And to me, it made perfect sense. Why is it that one of the most natural occurrences in life, childbirth, which is also the most painful and agonizing thing known to man, why is it that we're able to do it and we do it repeatedly over and over and over? And it is because we visualize all the parts to that that we don't want to do. Every woman that goes through the process of a pregnancy prepares themselves for the grit. They prepare themselves for that day of labor, the pain, the agony, the staying up all night after the baby is born. That helps us understand what we're up against. And so with that being said, it is part of the process in getting you to start taking those steps to begin towards that goal. Entrepreneurs, basketball players, Olympic athletes, they don't visualize themselves sitting there shining their medals. They don't visualize themselves counting their millions of dollars in the bank. They visualize themselves working hours upon hours upon hours to get to the goal that they want. All right, so now that we got that out of the way and you understand that you have to face the grit, I'm not telling you to do anything besides visualize so you understand what's involved. And so now you understand this. You're not just focusing on the finish. You're not just focusing on the shiny car and the beach house and the millions of dollars in the bank, but you know that that is going to be there eventually. You are on your way to properly manifesting your motivation. And as you're doing this, believe it or not, you're getting excited. With all this being said, if your goal that you have chosen is one that is not for you, I can tell you right now that you're going to drop your goal right now. And if it's not something that you feel that you can reach, that is reachable for you, this would be the point in time that you're going to reassess what your goal is. Because if you're not willing to run in the rain, if you're not willing to stay up at all hours of the night to build that business, then right here, right now, you need to reassess. And this is where I'm going to give you my garden idea. I've wanted a garden forever. I only picture the tomatoes. It's all I do. I sit there and I picture me going out to the garden, skipping out there with my little basket and picking tomatoes. As soon as I start thinking of myself out there with mosquitoes, digging through dirt and weeding, I'm out. And I know that I will just be fine with going to a farm and getting them that way. So do you see the difference? I'm going to manifest something else because that is just not cut out for me. All right. So step three, now that you have faced the grit, what comes after grit? You have to think of yourself going through the motions, running through that rain. You're running through the rain. You are just agony. It's raining. Your music died. You have blisters. You're starving. Your watch also clonked out. Worst case scenario. But you know what? You did it. Now I want you to picture yourself walking in that door knowing that you did not give up. And that is accomplishment. That is you having that feeling of you didn't quit. And right here, right now is where you feel the explosions happen. Because right here, right now, that feeling of accomplishment is going to outweigh all that grit. And this is just one teeny, teeny, tiny sample of what you're going to feel. You took the risks. You were mentally prepared. And you did it. People told you you couldn't. You told you you couldn't. But you pushed through it. And for every single situation that you told yourself was going to be hard work, you did it. So if you're just listening, you're joining Huntley Community Radio, WHRU-LP, and I am talking about goal making and reaching those goals through mental manifestation and envisioning yourself reaching these goals takes the mental preparation in allowing yourself to slowly motivate and integrate this process. So if it's for weight loss, yes, you do need to picture yourself being at a restaurant, not being able to order what you want to order. But then I want you to picture yourself going home and feeling so excited that you did it and getting on that scale the next day and seeing that the weight dropped. That is what you need to picture. You don't need to picture you wearing your little prom dress from the high school years, because that's what we do. We picture ourselves wearing the clothes we wore in high school. We picture ourselves at our football high school weights. We picture ourselves at our pre-pregnancy weights. And that is not what we need to do. We need to picture ourselves feeling accomplished for saying no to that extra slice of pizza, saying no to that ice cream that you really don't need, and saying yes to the right choices that is going to bring you the encouragement and that sense of accomplishment. And so just hearing this right now should bring you the inspiration and knowing that you can do it. And if this means just running 1 mile, as hard as it is, it's that 1 mile that you did. So nothing is too far for you. Nothing is unreachable. All right, so the next thing, you're proud. You pushed through it, the pain, the hard work. And now we have to go into the step four. And the step four is really, really important because we have two types of zones that our bodies kind of put ourselves to. We are in a comfort zone. And that comfort zone is just our daily protective mode that we're in. We don't like to leave our comfort zone. Our comfort zone is comfortable. When we leave our comfort zone, that means we have to work. We have to think harder. And as soon as we step out of that comfort zone, we go into protective mode. Protective mode means we might get frustrated. Protective mode means we're vulnerable. We're insecure. We might fail. And as soon as you step out of that comfort zone, and what I mean by that is you are going to put yourself in the position of failing, that protective mode goes up. And so this is where you cannot let anything stop you. And what I'm going to tell you right now is what is really going to happen. When you start reaching for those goals, and maybe you are 10 pounds into your weight loss, and you look and you think, oh my gosh, I still have 40 to go. This is no different than the marathon runner that got home from a 5 mile run and they're so excited, but then they stop and think, oh my gosh, I have to triple this. I have to quadruple this. It is the same thing as you standing at the bottom of a mountain and looking up and not even being able to see the tip. So you cannot let that deter you, because no matter what, that goal is going to seem so far away. You cannot stare at the top of the mountain. It's always going to seem endlessly far away. So instead of looking at this as a mountain, I want you to look at it as a trail. Look at it as a trail. The trail is flat. You're not going to see the end. But when you put your foot on that trail, and that trail might be 5 pound loss, every step you take is going to bring you closer to that end of the trail. So you take another step and you're now closer to that goal. And so it's flat. Your work, your hard work, is not something that you should look at as you needing to get there, because each and every step is bringing you not only closer, but it's making you stronger. It's giving you more confidence, and it's breaking you out of that comfort zone. And yes, you're going to go into protective mode. But the other piece which you have to look at is other people have done this. You've been inspired by other people. And so when you go into protective mode, what you have to do is think of somebody who has inspired you. Surely somebody has started a business. Somebody has written a book. Somebody has run a marathon. Somebody has lost 50 pounds. Somebody has done something that has caused you to want to go in this direction. And the best thing to do right now, during this vulnerable time when you are thinking that you have this huge mountain to climb, is to picture them going through all of the pieces to this puzzle, the grit that you have to go through. Picture them going through it. Give them the advice that you would give them as they're trying to struggle through this process, because they did it and they pushed through it. And you can also push through it. Surely, it's not going to be an easy task, but it is going to be one that will be worth your while. And one of the most strongest quotes that I've come up with is, if it doesn't challenge you, it's not going to change you. When we manifest, it's time to look at our feelings and our thoughts. It's the first thing we do. So if you're feeling negative, that's when you have to stop the negativity, swipe that away, clear your mind, and have a positive mind. Just today, I had a couple clients who text me their weight, and that's part of what they do. Everybody texts me their weight. But I had a couple clients who, instead of embracing the loss of a couple ounces, they would make comments like, but it's closer to, you know, 130 than it is 129, you know, negative. Or, yeah, but, you know, I saw this number back in, you know, December. It'll be back again. Again, negative talk. That negativity is only going to bring negativity. So it's time to not only manifest your actions, but change your outlook. You cannot go into anything thinking, well, I can't do this. You have to look at it as, wow, I lost 2 ounces. Or, wow, this is where I was back in February. I am making great progress. Trying to visualize your thoughts and feelings is going to help you not only succeed, but it's going to help you get motivated. It's going to help you stay positive. And believe me when I tell you, it's going to help you make these changes, and they're going to become a reality. This is when they will push you to take some action and ultimately manifest your goals and have them become a reality in your life. And most importantly, when you decide on something that you're going to manifest, it is vital that you know exactly why you want this in your life. When you're trying to manifest something and it's just something that you want quick, like 24 hours, you know, that is not manifesting. That's not saying, well, you know, I want a new kitchen table. You know, that is a quick, I'm going to go to the store and get it. A long-term goal is something that you are going to devote your time into. Like all the examples that I gave, something that you are going to plan out, something that you are going to change your routines, change your entire mindset. And I promise you, it will not only change your life, but it will change the way you think. It will change the way you breathe. It will change the way you function. So I hope this has all helped you. And if you're sitting around like I did, waiting for that, you know, motivation to kick in, it's not going to come. But what will make it come is if you follow those steps. Dream with the lid off. Come up with a goal that you love, something that you wanted to do. Start thinking about all the parts to this that you don't want to do. Super important. But then immediately after that, start thinking about you celebrating yourself for accomplishing those things. And then don't hold back. If it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. So happy manifesting, everyone. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what